One of the simplest truths of our faith is that our God meets us where we are at. In other words, God comes to us in ways that we can understand and appreciate, even if at times that is only partially or incompletely. For someone who delights in relationships, for example, experiences of God might come through the support of a friend. For a parent, through the smile on the face of their son or daughter. For a person dedicated to social justice, in working among the poor in a homeless shelter. For a contemplative person, by reflecting on a passage from Scripture. God meets us where we are. And tonight, God comes to us as a child. God could have come to the world in any way that he desired. We may be so conditioned to the story of the birth of Jesus in such humble conditions that we tend to forget that this was his choice. God could have come as a powerful ruler, born into a family of wealth and privilege. But most people on this earth are not born into wealth and privilege. So God wanted to meet us where we are. He came, first of all, as a human being, as something, someone, that other men and women could easily approach. He lived a life just like ours. God is not only a flaming bush or a pillar of fire or even a mysterious cloud, as he is sometimes described in the Old Testament. No, God is one of us. Second, God came in the least threatening of human states, a baby. God entered our world screaming and crying, dependent on someone to change him, feed him, nurse him, and care for him. God came helplessly into our world, just like we did. And finally, Jesus grew up in such an unremarkable background. The Son of God was nothing special by outward appearance or by human standards. Now, one might be impressed by a great ruler or a learned scholar, but usually not by some simple, poor neighborhood kid. When Jesus began his preaching, people in Nazareth wondered aloud, "Isn't this just the carpenter's son?" In other words, who, him? So how should we respond to the entrance of God into our lives? Well, in much the same way that Mary and Joseph did, and as parents continue to do today, by protecting and nurturing something special that has been given to them. Now, those of you who have been blessed to be parents know what a great, great privilege that is. But also what a daunting responsibility that it entails. You don't just give birth and then walk away, forgetting about the child who is really a part of your life. You take care of his health. You worry about her success. You rejoice with him. You ache for her. Well, Isaiah just proclaimed in our first reading, a child is born for us. A son is given us. And like the Magi and the shepherds before us, tonight we make our Christmas journey to see the newborn Savior. Centuries ago, gifts of gold and myrrh and frankincense greeted the infant Jesus. People in need of God's love rejoiced in the news of his birth and offered their gifts in gratitude. this Christmas, we too visit the manger. So let us give the gift of ourselves. We will discover the fragile innocence of hope in the eyes of that newborn baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Mary and Joseph welcomed this young hope, for Jesus made known in his very person the promise of great joy that will be for all people. We can nurture that same hope today. We do this by greeting one another in love and charity, embracing civility, and not letting our differences hide the dignity and the beauty God has given to each of us as his dear children. We have just spent the season of Advent preparing for this special night. Advent, in a sense, was our period of pregnancy. Now, I have no personal experience of that, but I firmly believe that 4 weeks is a lot easier than 9 months. But today is the day that we wait for. But now what? We must raise this child, this special gift that God has entrusted to us. From this day forward, our duty will be to care for and nurture this special child, this special person who has been entrusted to us in faith. We are responsible for tending to him. We cannot walk away from him tomorrow or in a week or next month simply because he becomes too inconvenient. He is now a part of our lives, as our faith proclaims. We see him as we gaze into the eyes of the people around us, whether familiar or a stranger. We care for Jesus when we care for our brothers and sisters. We nurture him as we educate our young. We feed him as we feed the hungry. We shelter him as we provide for the homeless and the unemployed. We comfort him as we walk with the lonely and the grieving. And we assure his security as we work for a peaceful world. Ours is not some outsider God. Our God is Emmanuel, God with us. We see him in one another. Come, let us adore.